If the Liberals did dump their leader, would his successor automatically be able to assume the mantle of coalition leader? The Nationals are warning that their coalition agreement is with Tony Abbott, not the party. Many of them fear that rolling the Prime Minister now would kill off the government's long-term prospects. Other MPs are wary of the most likely leadership alternative, Malcolm Turnbull, because of his views on carbon pricing. The Nationals' leader and Deputy Prime Minister is Warren Truss. James Glenday started by asking him if the coalition was starting to mirror the former Labour government.
Well, we're not there yet, and we need to make sure that we never cross that threshold. The reality is that a government does need to be strong and united.
But so you're pretty close, though, to getting there, aren't you? I mean, after this past week, is it your view that the government now looks like a bit of a joke? That was something you said about Labour when you were in opposition.
Well, I think it's very important that the Liberal Party resolve its leadership issues promptly, that they do it decisively, so that the issue can be put behind them and the government, and we get on with the business of delivering for the Australian people.
Will the Nationals leave the coalition and sit? Will you sit on your own if this spill is successful?
Well, the Nationals back the leadership of Tony Abbott at our meeting in Wodonga during this week. Frankly, I don't believe that issue will arise. We remain supportive of Tony Abbott, and I'm confident that his prime ministership will be renewed.
So I guess you're kind of avoiding the question there. Will the coalition agreement have to be renegotiated if Tony Abbott loses his job?
Well, the commitment that we gave to the Governor-General to support the establishment of the new government was to Tony Abbott, and that commitment was one that I made on behalf of the Nationals and that Tony made on behalf of the Liberal Party. So clearly, if in fact there were to be a change of leadership, well, that agreement would no longer be of value, and new arrangements would have to be established.
What do you think of Malcolm Turnbull?
Well, Malcolm Turnbull is a very able man. When he was leader of the Liberal Party in opposition, we got on quite well.
Do you think he's orchestrated this?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe that he's been anything other than loyal to the government of which he is a part.
But more broadly, you feel strongly that he treated your party and your supporters quite badly when he was the opposition leader. Do you think he's learned, or are you worried that if he was to return as Prime Minister, that he might advocate for things like gay marriage or an emissions trading scheme again?
Well, he's made a public statement that he will not do that. Certainly the Nationals' position hasn't changed on that issue, and it won't change.
Mm. Some of your party are very worried about the possibility of Malcolm Turnbull coming back as leader. Do you think some of your colleagues will resign from the front bench if he wins the ballot?
Well, I think you're talking about hypothetical situations. He's not a declared candidate, and so to enter about what ifs and what might happens about a prospect that's not even in the offing, I don't think is constructive.
Okay. What do you think of the backbenchers and some of the more senior people in the government who are agitating for a leadership spill?
Well, at this stage, the spill is hardly credible if there's not an alternative candidate. The reality is that Tony Abbott and Julie Bishop are standing together as leader and deputy leader of the Liberal Party. That's a very powerful team.
History shows these types of leadership spills are incredibly damaging for the party involved. Do you think the government can recover from this, or is the coalition now destined for electoral defeat?
Well, it obviously would have been better if there hadn't been this interlude. There's too much important work to be done to be spent on internal discussions of this nature. It's been raised now. It needs to be dealt with promptly, and then we need to get on with the job of delivering for the Australian people.
If Tony Abbott loses the leadership, would you resign your position?
Well, I don't think Tony Abbott will lose the leadership.
The Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader, Warren Truss, speaking to James Glenday.